The Minister for Disability Reform, Jenny Macklin, spoke a short time ago to Naomi Woodley.
We've put our money on the table. Even in very difficult financial circumstances, the Commonwealth made sure that the National Disability Insurance Scheme was a priority. $1 billion is a lot of money. This is so that we can get started with a disability insurance scheme in four places around Australia. And I certainly do hope and expect that we will be able to announce those places today.
But the $1 billion in this year's budget is well short of the overall cost of the scheme that's expected to be once it is up and running across the country. Will you be deciding today what is a fair percentage for the Commonwealth and states to be paying of those overall costs?
What we want to get to today is the first stage of the National Disability Insurance Scheme getting off the ground. That's today's job. The Commonwealth's put $1 billion on the table from our budget, and it's time for the states to do the same. Some have put money on the table, and that's very, very welcome, but it's only fair that the other states do too.
The Queensland Premier is refusing to put in any extra money for the trial, even though he'd like a site in his state. New South Wales supports the scheme, but is worried about the impact it will have on its credit rating in the long term, and the West Australian Premier wants to retain control of his state services. So you are a long way from getting that long-term agreement, aren't you?
I don't think so. I'm optimistic about how we'll get there today because I do think that the vast majority of Australians want to see a national disability insurance scheme. I am very disappointed with the attitude of the Queensland Premier because Queensland puts a lot less into disability care and support now. They need to catch up with the rest of the country, and they also need to get serious about making sure that they are part of a national disability insurance scheme.
But don't you also need to get started on that critical question of how to fund the scheme in the longer term? And that is the main sticking point with the states and territories.
We certainly know we have more work to do on that issue, and we will continue to work on it, but we can do more than one thing at once. And what we want to do right now, starting today, is to start the National Disability Insurance Scheme, to launch it.
The government's cast this as a Labor reform. It's clearly something that you think will win back your core constituents. But aren't you facing that eternal problem of not being able to get credit for something that is a long-term scheme?
We're doing this because it's the right thing to do. We know. Just yesterday I saw a mother crying, telling me she did not know what was going to happen when she dies to her son. She wants to know that he will have a place to live. I want to be able to make sure that that mother has peace of mind.
But the Prime Minister is also taking a very personal approach to this. She's claiming this reform as one of her own. How critical is delivering on this for her leadership?
Well, this is absolutely critical, and it's fundamentally important for people with disability. Julia Gillard, the Prime Minister of Australia, has shown extraordinary leadership on this issue. No other Prime Minister has gone out and found $1 billion in the budget to make sure that we can start a national disability insurance scheme.
The Minister for Disability Reform, Jenny Macklin, speaking to Naomi Woodley in Canberra.